Age versus wisdom. The introductory quotes to Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy is worth all 700 pages of the textbook. In a few words, they tell the entire story, the facts about everything. One, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Two, there is nothing, either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Three, oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. These quotes are from John, Shakespeare, and Mary Baker Eddy, respectively. There are the commandments, the golden rule, the system of divine metaphysics, all 700 pages of the textbook wrapped up in those few words. But we need to have it pounded to us and thought word by word. 700 pages worth. And then will we listen to what we're reading? Will we do what we are required to do? Do we understand the vocabulary? Jesus obviously did. Mary Baker Eddy obviously did. Wentworth Winslow obviously did. Frederick L. Rawson obviously did. And others. But the world is so asleep that here we are on the edge of nuclear war, almost without food, energy, and money. For a corrupt few have camouflaged the truth, and we are like a dumb fish that grabs onto the bait and takes off running with it. Did Jesus say that we should believe in a material birth? Did he say that we should be sensual? Did he follow the spirit or the flesh? What did he tell his disciples after he arose and walked out of the tomb? And they were fishing. They didn't even wait the weekend before they went back to their old ways. Loyalty? There was only one out of 12. And even he had some wavering moments when Jesus took them up on the mountain, Peter, James, and John. All three of them went to sleep. He said, can you not watch for me 1 hour? John came around, but the other two didn't. All three failed in the time of need. As mentioned, John came around. He was able to elevate his thought above the belief of matter when they threw him in a pot of oil. boiling oil. And therefore, he earned his credentials for Jesus to come back and visit him on the island of Patmos in the flesh and dictate to him the book of Revelation. It's all in the Bible. It's all in the Bible. 8 chapters are on the Old Testament. The 9th is on Christ Jesus. And the 10th lesson or chapter is on Maybach Ready. Now listen carefully to what I've said. Every single thing of references are from the Bible. Most people have no idea Mary Baker Eddy was mentioned in the Bible. She was not only mentioned, she is a very important part in the Bible. Jesus himself referred to her and her works that would be coming forth in the future. No, Jesus is not coming forth in the flesh to the general population. He only made himself visible to one individual, and that was John, as was already noted. The quotes at the beginning of the textbook and the Bible lessons and another book called Your Divinity Revealed, which explains in detail the 7 synonymous terms that define God, which are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. If one would study just those references, they would lift themselves up to heights probably beyond what they would have imagined was possible. There are 90 plus authors on the website. So any supporting information about what this is all about, it's available. Mary Baker Eddy on page 146 states that divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system. We explain all about the system on the website. We have over 150 treatments or prayers, whatever you want to call them, which explain the details about the system to which Mary Baker Eddy refers. Now, the first quote, as noted, says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." In order to know the truth, we have to make sure we dig out anything that is trying to block us from seeing the truth or experiencing the truth. There are many so-called evils at work which are trying to destroy not only America, but all of planet Earth. Mary Baker Eddy says, in short, that the real purpose of so-called age is to become wiser. One of the qualities of mind is wisdom. So much of what is innate within us is covered up because we are the product of false belief that has been compounded lie upon lie our entire existence. As a so-called mortal, we start out in a negative position because we start out with the belief that we were born into a mother's womb with all of the ailments of the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. With a material sense of birth that brings with it all kinds of trouble. One of the ways to work on overcoming these beliefs is to study exactly what God is. On page 465, Mary Baker Eddy defines it as being incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. If we pay attention to those words, we know that God is not in a physical body. It says God is incorporeal. Also, we know that there are no defects. He couldn't possibly create storms, earthquakes, fire, anything destructive, and be divine. God is incorporeal, divine. Divine means there's nothing more perfect. Supreme, there's nothing above God. That's where the buck stops. Supreme, no power greater. And infinite. So incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. And then you apply those words to all of the other seven of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. I will go over these quickly only because they've been covered time and time again in other treatments. But basically, mind is what you would normally think of it, plus many other things, but the primary thing that one would probably automatically think of is that it is intelligence, wisdom, knowing. It's also creative ability. It's all capacity, capability, functionality. It's all action. Therefore, it ends up being performance, and that therefore is measured as power. And because God is infinite, then God is omnipresent. Spirit is primarily to do with the substance of God, substance of man, and substance of the relationship between God and man. It's of substance, of spirit, not matter. It's not an up and down. It is constant, stable, and perfect. It is considered flawless, transparent, and reflective. And if it's the only substance, which it is, that means all of the qualities of God are of the quality of substance. The capacity to think, intelligence, it's a spiritual intelligence. Not knowledge that you get out of books about how does something work or what is the human interaction between two people or a family or whatever, or how do you go about running a business. Those are all human attitudes or human knowledge. What's really important is the knowledge about God. Because everything else falls into place if we have a knowledge about God. And of course, infinite progression is concrete being, so it's an ever-increasing degree of knowledge about God. That's what we need to cultivate. If we're really serious about Christian Science, which really means serious about our life, our future, not to mention our present. In fact, in Christian Science, we learn that there is only one time, and it is here and now, which means that there is no time. Soul means identity. How do you identify anything? Well, you must identify it based on spiritual means. Soul means seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. And since the only substance is spirit, then all of these senses must be viewed from a spiritual animus. Spiritual seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. The next one is principle, which represents system and structure. And if you really have a good system and structure, which means it's made out of spirit, then it's going to be in balance and harmonious all the time. The next one is life. What is life? Life is living the qualities of God. Everything we've talked about and every other word in the dictionary is either representing something that can be described by the definition of God, or it's an opposite to it, which is a reminder to flip it. Many times you can define truth by knowing what the mistake is. Imagine what whoever came up with the science of mathematics, what they must have gone through to figure out how all the numbers work together. Probably trial and error. They probably had to go through a million calculations before they realized that 1 plus 1 equals 2. After principle is truth. And truth means, what is your motive? What are you conscious of? And do you realize that you cannot have any mistakes? You cannot have any error in your thoughts at all, period. It has to be spiritual. It has to be true, which means it has to be purely about God. And love, of course, is the summation of all the others put together. It's wholeness, completeness, which means we have to mother all those other qualities in order to get to completeness and wholeness and fulfillment. Remember, the substance of everything is spirit. So the only real love is a spiritual love. It is not a human, sensual, intimate, something that is here for the moment and gone the next moment. Spiritual love is the kind of love that Jesus expressed. He saw everyone perfect. That's the greatest love you can express, is to see the good in everyone. In fact, he not only saw the good, he saw the perfection. And as a result, was able to heal them. And they had a totally different future or present. So are we going to really cultivate wisdom? Mary Baker Eddy says we should not count the days, never celebrate birthdays, because all you're doing is you are latching onto a material sense of life. If we really want a life of wonderful fulfillment, we can't be thinking about matter. It's either spirit or matter. Which one are we going to be attracted to? The real mind, the mind of God, is the only real attraction because it's the only real power. So if we're going to be attracted to the only real mind, we're not going to be attracted to a fake, which is called mortal mind. In fact, Mary Baker Eddy says there is no such thing as a mortal mind because mind is immortal. So you cannot have a mortal mind because they're opposites. If we cultivate wisdom, we are going to be cultivating the qualities of mind. Because that's the basis of wisdom. That's the element that includes wisdom. Or I probably should say that's the compound. Compound being defined as something that includes many other things. All the tools that are needed are available from the website. If one wants to really accelerate the goodness in their life, all the tools are there. The results will be in direct proportion to the effort. This is not a religion. This is a way of life. This is not something where you dabble if you really want to make progress. If you're sincere, you will put your whole heart and soul into it. Heart means how you feel about it, and soul means how you identify with it. Another author you should consider studying is Frederick L. Rawson, who is very likely one of the most successful and advanced Christian scientists. And he accomplished many wonderful things, one of which was to discover how to treat retroactively, where the effect of the treatment took place prior to him being notified that one was seeking assistance. He wrote a book entitled Treatment or Healing by True Prayer, and in it includes 1,315 examples of applied treatment. It is in alphabetic order by the name of the ailment, and since one does not want to familiarize themselves with ailments that are not a current problem, it is recommended that one only look up the ailment that is of interest to the individual that he may be wanting to solve. Another very valuable author is John L. Morgan. He wrote a book entitled Dissolving Barriers, and in that book, he provides the primary theme for each of the chapters of the textbook. And it is recommended, along with studying the introductory quote to the entire textbook and the individual quotes for the separate chapters, to also study the theme. And it's generally around one paragraph. And it gives one a very good perspective on how the chapters connect with each other to show the continuous flow of the development of thought as the book is presented. In its final form by Mary Baker Eddy in her 432nd edition. There was a very well-known trainer of success who instructed his students to at least consider taking the dictionary that they use and block out any word that was negative so that they could not even look up to get the details on any negative word. It is recommended in this recording that you do that very same thing with any word that has to do with age that is negative. Any and every word. Mary Baker Eddy condenses it down to one word, and that is wisdom. Shakespeare said, there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. We don't want to be thinking about anything regarding age except for positive things. Things that are spiritual in nature. Certainly an increasing degree of intelligence, wisdom, understanding. You can think of a lot of words. She condenses it down to one, but I'm sure there's thousands of words that could be attributed in a positive nature to replace the word age. And of course, she says never celebrate birthdays, because that is amplifying and giving credence to the false sense of life, truth, and intelligence being in matter. And the whole function of Christian Science is to clean that out of consciousness so that we get a better understanding that life, truth, and intelligence is in spirit, in infinite mind, in soul, principle, life, truth, and love, all of which are of a spiritual nature. Mr. Rawson was able to witness an absolute instantaneous healing with someone who had a load of rocks dumped on him accidentally. He happened to be viewing out the window with another Christian Science friend, and they witnessed this, and as soon as it occurred, Frederick L. Rawson made this statement of five words: there is nothing but God. With that, the man rocketed out from underneath the pile of rocks, totally unscratched. Another good one is, God is all in all. Amen.